This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Almost time for us to wrap up. We've got about 15 minutes left. If you want to take part in the conversation, we are talking about productivity and whether or not you found a productivity tool that has actually been productive. See, Audrey, I've got your disease now. Productive for you. Let us know. Our WhatsApp number, if you don't know by now, is 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to move on, though, now to our final story about wearable tech and how some researchers have invented smart clothing that can boost that wearable tech, connectivity and battery life by up to 1,000 times.
Yeah, so not just some researchers down in Singapore. So National University of Singapore, NUS. So the biggest problem with wearable tech is that the tech itself doesn't have enough battery life and doesn't have enough connectivity. So those are the two things that these tech companies, gadget companies, device makers, they try to solve, but they haven't been able to do it yet because
Right. There's
just no way to boost the battery life or the power of these gadgets like your Fitbits, your smartwatches and stuff without hacking the device in some way or increasing the price where it's just not feasible for people to buy. It doesn't become mainstream anymore.
Just before that, do you remember those watches that you used to get that would charge themselves by moving them? What were they called?
What are those called?
Kinetic watches.
Yes. Kinetic, yeah.
Can we not
use
that same tech in, you know, the tech that we're using now as well? Can't you combine the two, do we not think? Wouldn't that make sense?
No. So it works somewhat like a dynamo.
Right, yeah.
I don't know why, but they haven't carried that, you know, that tech forward. Or maybe because you need so much power for the device to reach out to other devices.
Good point.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's the biggest issue because these devices need to connect via Bluetooth or some kind of connection device to other things in the radio. So what they're doing is they're essentially reaching out of the device far beyond the person wearing it to see if there are any other devices in the radius of maybe like, you know, how many meters. So that takes up a lot of battery life and takes up a lot of power. And it also weakens their connectivity because it's sort of spreading the bandwidth of the signal to a radius that's way too big. So what these guys at NUS did was they said that instead of changing the tech itself or hacking into the device or doing anything to the device itself, they made another piece of wearable tech that could help solve both the problems. So they made these things called smart clothes or clothes that can basically turn you into a walking circuit board.
Okay.
Yeah. It's made out of something called meta material that can basically conduct radio waves like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on the surface of the clothing, which means when you wear it, you become a pseudo human circuit board and you can enhance connectivity between your own wearable devices. So apparently what they say is the material is so strong that it can transmit data with a signal that is 1,000 times stronger than conventional technologies on all the stuff that you have. So now, instead of radiating outwards, instead of looking out and reaching out to other devices in other directions, which uses too much energy, now it radiates around your body by using stainless steel fibers that are sort of stitched into the clothes itself.
What about these people that say we're already exposed to too many radio waves and Bluetooth and... Is there a kind of health issue around this?
No. So that's one of the first things they were asked. Like, is there, you know, if you walking around like an antenna, does it make you, you know, susceptible to other dangers and stuff? They say no. There's not many risks of radio waves because they say if having it so close to your body has minimal risk and is less significant than holding a smartphone near your body for a prolonged period of time.
Okay, thank you very much,
Dr. So So if you have a smartphone in your pocket, that's actually more dangerous than having this... you know, the radio waves around your body itself. It's hard to explain what the clothes look like, but you know, in, you know, Tony Stark's suit in Infinity War, the jacket that he has just before he suits up to the nano suit,
right?
The one that he has to pull and goes, you know, all the stuff, that suit is basically what the shirt looks like. It has these strips on the chest and the sleeves and stuff that basically conduct the signals by working as tracks.
This also looks like, I'm looking at the image right now, it also looks like one of those blouses where you've got the necklace sewed on to the blouse, you know, it looks like that as well. But
It's not the nicest looking of articles.
Not yet.
But it's early days, right?
It is. What it also says is that there's a safety feature, because once you keep the signals around you, then you only it only sort of radiates at 10 centimeters. So now the signal is confined to just you. So unless someone is within 10 cm of you, they can't hack into the signal or steal it or tap into the signal in any way whatsoever. So it keeps the signal with you, basically. It enhances privacy as well.
Mm. So the only way if someone's going to be able to hack you is if they give you a hug.
If they give you a hug and tap into your signal at the same time.
It's like hug and hack.
Hug and hack. Yeah. But otherwise, you know, otherwise, if that never happens, then you just don't get hacked.
I don't know where my mind went there,
I'm trying to stop you from going any further.
But you know, for me, when
it's
I
like
look...
a Mission Impossible.
I know, right? I know.
No, but here's what I'm thinking. Right? You know, all those futuristic movies, like even WALL-E, where everyone in the future kind of wears the same thing, like everyone's in uniform. Mm-hmm. Is this the beginning of that?
I think it is. I think it is. It's going to get to that point where we're wearing that. Remember, we were talking about clothing that you never have to wash.
Yeah,
you know, so it'll be non-washable clothing where you're your own antenna. Mm. I can't think of anything worse than that. You know?
Yeah, I think you can wash these because they have a video where they cut one of the tracks and it still works. So it doesn't depend on the shape or the consistency of the track. You just need to have one of these stainless steel fibers on your T-shirt and it conducts the signal just as well. So imagine if companies like Sony or Samsung or any phone companies package this with their phone and they say that you buy the S15 and then you get the T-shirt with it. And if you wear it, then it secures your and it also keeps the signal within your radius, and it also charges your battery life by 1,000%. You get to keep battery life by 1,000%. I'm not saying it works for phones, but you know, if it works for wearable tech, then it's only a matter of time that
before
it gets upgraded.
Yeah. Good stuff, though. Interesting.
Very nice.
Well done, Singapore. Hmm. Right, we should probably wrap up for the day, shouldn't we? Our topic of discussion today, ladies and gents, was all about productivity and whether or not you'd found something that was productive for you. We had a bunch of answers. We went to... ended up with wearable tech there, of course, but we talked about notepads, we talked about Trello, we spoke about a whole bunch of other things. Ords does have another message here on WhatsApp.
We got a couple, actually. I'm just going to read two. This is from Benji, who says, in Malaysia, companies are too cheapskate to invest in proper productivity tools. Instead, we use free ones, which are a burden. Nowadays, companies have multiple WhatsApp groups for each department. Being a HOD, it's stressful to keep up. Personal messages get buried. That was from Benji. Thank you. We've got another one from numbers ending 0721, says, for me, it's a fusion of old and new. I use a notepad app on my phone to keep track of to-do lists and my grocery lists. It's really convenient as I have my phone in my hands at all times, and I don't have to keep up with app maintaining shenanigans. This is from Karishma, by the
app
way.
App maintaining shenanigans. We had a couple of polls running. We had one on Twitter, one on Insta Story. Arv, what's over on Twitter?
Yeah, so on Twitter, it's 32% for yes, they actually are productive, they actually help, and 68% no.
Over Insta Story, 54% yes, 46% no. Mm. There you go. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay. Johor-based iStone Group design, manufacture, and modifies specialized automation machines. Ahead of their listing on the ACE market this week, the Breakfast Grill spoke to Managing Director Rebecca T on their plans to propel growth. Now, if you didn't already know, 50 years ago today, a rocket launched into space. It was Apollo 11, and just a few days later, they put man on the moon for the first time. So we're going to play a song for that. Of course, what else could we play but Elton John with Rocket Man here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.